The Art of Work, Section 19. Wisdom earns a person more respect than 10 rulers in a city, yet there's not a righteous person on earth who always does right and never sins. So do not pay close attention to everything people say, or you will eventually hear someone insult you. Even then, do not get upset, for you know in your heart you have done the same to others. All this I tested by wisdom, but when I made it my goal to be wise, wisdom eluded me. A complete understanding of our existence is out of reach and most profound. It is impossible to comprehend. Wisdom and humility are directly connected. Whenever Kohelet refers to someone who brags and talks like they know it all, he calls them a fool. In a fractured world where it is simply impossible to come up with a comprehensive grasp of any issue, only a fool would keep telling others that they possess such knowledge and people must listen to what they have to say. In Kohelet's teachings, anyone who talks a great deal will eventually say something foolish. A popular modern rendition of this ancient idea is the one that says it is better to be thought a fool than to speak up and remove all doubt. As we noted earlier, the line between being a wise person or a fool is actually quite fluid, and though people seem to gravitate in one general direction or another, it is very easy for someone who is living quite wisely to suddenly say something quite foolish. There are so many factors at play in living out our days, and often our emotions and situations can get the better of us, and we end up blurting out something we regret later on. Kohelet reminds us that this is a reality of life, and we should not be so quick to take offense at what people say to us and about us, for we all make this mistake. It's similar to the proverb that says, people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. It makes no sense to criticize others for the faults you also possess. Of course, this does not mean continually subjecting ourselves to the tirades of a person with a perpetually bad temper. Wisdom does not make hard and fast rules, and there are enough proverbs that speak to the negative effects of being with someone who has continual anger issues and he always treats people poorly. Throughout wisdom literature, there are numerous proverbs that speak to putting some distance between yourself and this destructive type of fool. Kohelet, in fact, will call them evil people, those who abuse others and expect they should get away with it and still be respected in the wider community. At the end of this section, Kohelet returns to his thought about the limitations of knowledge and wisdom, and admits again that even when he did his best to come up with a complete understanding of human life, it was impossible to comprehend. All the closed systems of belief ultimately let us down. My name is Vance Neudorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. www.artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.